Hey everybody, I'm Julia.
I'm Miranda.
And we're here to do one thing.
Put the pee in raspberry. And just like the pee in raspberry,
everything we're about to say is completely pointless.
Every week, Julia and I will give our unwanted opinions on all things pop culture.
Because what the world needs now, more than ever, is another flamboyantly beguiling duo with a podcast that contributes absolutely nothing to society. Enjoy!
And you know what?
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Pee in Raspberry. Just as I have been every other week, I'm here today with
Miranda,
and we're going to do some spooky, scary things, aka we're going to talk about household name celebrities, cue audience size.
So scary. Really terrifying. So scary.
No, it's mind-boggling. JK, guys, though, you know we love our household name celebrities. They're a dime a dozen. But the thing about household name celebrities is, who even are they? So Miranda and I are here today to discuss some household name celebrities submitted by my Instagram followers. So a demographic of like 18 to 24, probably mostly female, spunky, stupid, vibrant, all those things. Some household name celebrities people have
submitted.
Thank you very much. What makes a household name celebrity? Things they have in common, areas they differ in, people that are in a little bit of a gray area of whether or not they are household name celebrities, and then celebrities that Miranda and I predict when our generation is like 80 will be a household name celebrity. And we will discuss who, what, when, and where, and how. So, Miranda.
Yes.
How excited are you on a scale of 1 to when Harry Styles won his Grammy and all the Larry Shippers saw it?
Oh, well, I was going to say that I don't think that that's a very high bar because Harry didn't seem very excited when he won his Grammy.
No, because not Harry.
The Larry Shippers,
like,
though.
Larry Shippers, yeah.
I would say.
And then they got to write all those imagines about, like, him going home to, like, Louis. Uh-huh.
I would say I'm probably as excited as Kat in Euphoria was when she wrote her Larry fanfic and it got like all those notes and it went super viral.
Yeah.
So as excited as she was when that happened.
Yeah. No, and that's a fairly healthy.
So pretty damn excited.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it's super. It's the right vibe for the occasion.
I agree.
I will say. Yeah. So I'm going to start off by reading. I asked my Instagram followers, Miranda is not a part of this. So leave her out of things.
Oh my gosh. Okay? Should I just leave? Should I just be your episode?
No, I'm saying, what if people disagree with the list? And they're like, you know what, Miranda, F your followers. She wasn't one.
Call out Julia's followers.
I'm protecting you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. So here are just some of the people that my Instagram followers have submitted. I tried to write down the people that they said multiple times. There were other people part of this list I don't find particularly titillating. I don't find it absolutely necessary that we mention them in this exact moment. However, it is inevitable that we will mention the other celebs in future episodes. So, just really quickly, I'm going to go through the list. Meryl Streep, Idris Elba, Beyonce, Tom Hanks, Meghan Markle, George Clooney, Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, Johnny Depp, Lady Gaga, Betty White, Jimmy Fallon, Britney Spears, Ryan Gosling, Ryan Reynolds, Oprah, and Will Smith, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, Miranda, just quickly, do any names like jump out on you on that list that you disagree with, you strongly agree with? I want to hear your brain thoughts.
Well, the first one that you said was Meryl Streep, and that probably is the top person that I think of when I think of household name. She's in so many things. She's so famous. She's like, she's the person who at award shows like the Golden Globes or the Oscars, she's sitting in the front row, whoever the host is doing their spiel, and they make a reference to her, and the camera pans to her.
Absolutely.
And she reacts. So to me, it's like, that's a household name. From that list, though, you said Meghan Markle. I think that's a really interesting submission because I can see your followers who are, you know, around our age, maybe a little older, maybe a little younger, saying that because she's been in the news so much and so discussed. But I don't know if she's a household name. I mean, I feel like most people would know generally who she was if you said her name to them. But I don't know, it's so interesting because she was an actress before she was part of the royal family, and she was not that famous.
No, not even close.
I do like her show Suits, but it, like, I watched it way after the fact, and it had a big fandom, but you know, it wasn't like something that everybody in the world was watching. So I would say I maybe slightly disagree with that one a bit. But other than that, I think that the list is pretty good.
Yeah, I don't like to bring the royal family into it too much because I don't really recognize them as celebrities. Mm-hmm. And she technically is a part of the royal family now. Well, and that's not, it's not the same as a pop star.
She left.
Yes, but she's still married to
yes.
a prince. Like, she quite literally
is. You know,
is.
She lives her son. In the town right next to me.
I know. We're don't neighbors. Rub it in. Whatever. Well, WandaVision lived in New Jersey.
That's so, your thing.
Who really wins?
Between WandaVision and Meghan Markle.
Oh, actually, no. Meryl Streep apparently was born really close to me because I randomly looked her up the other day to post a picture on my Instagram to ask about household name celebrities. And I'm not going to say the location. Well, I mean, people could look it up. But she lived fairly close to me, so how strange is that? And like SZA grew up in Jersey.
And the Jonas Brothers.
The Jonas Brothers, Frankie Muniz, Jordan Sparks. A lot of people are literally from went Jersey. To school right next to me. Yeah. 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 A lot of fresh meat, if you know what I mean. Now ripened. I will say, yeah, I don't really want to like get into the royal family that much. I think it's just who my followers are that she would kind of come to their minds. And because her interview came out so recently. Mm-hmm. Miranda and I are recording this literally about a week or a week and a half yeah. after the interview has come out. I definitely think – here's the thing, because I want to discuss what exactly in our minds – this is just in our opinions – makes a household name celebrity. Now, the word quite literally means household name, meaning if you walk into the average household in whatever country, I guess, the celebrity's famous in – that they will somewhat know who you're talking about. I don't think a household name celebrity at all is someone you know things about.
Yeah.
But it's someone whose name you immediately recognize. Everyone on that list, immediately I can tell you facts about all of them, but that's also because I'm a freak. I think of it, here's my weird, and I don't know why, but this is my weird thing. Household name celebrities for me are people that my grandpa would know. I don't know why. I just think of it that way because he's not someone at all who's into popular culture. Mm-hmm. He's older, whatever. I'll actually never forget this one time I was at my grandpa's house. It was like 2014 or 2015, and it was the Grammys maybe. And Ariana Grande was performing Tattooed Heart. And my grandpa's wife was like, guys, did you watch like the Grammys or whatever? And like we had missed it because we were like driving to their house. And she was like, no, I love this one singer who was on it. And we're like, who are you talking about? And she was like, no, I swear you guys love her. I swear you guys love her. And it was Ariana Grande. And that was like really interesting to me as a kid because I started thinking about like, okay, this is interesting because Ariana Grande is someone I know from like Victorious, you know? Yeah. And here I have like my grandma vaguely knowing who she is. I still don't think it like counts 1,000% because she doesn't know her name. She actually said that she watched the Grammys and she heard Ariana's song and she loved the song and loved her voice. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't say that's the same thing. And I feel like if I went up to her today and I was like, well, it's different because time has passed. But if I turned around the next morning and I was like, don't you love Ariana? I think she'd be very confused, to be honest. But I think that my grandpa would 1,000% know Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep and all these people. So what about you? What's like your kind of marker of like, oh, if this happens, they must be a household name celebrity?
No, I fully agree. I definitely look at the like original definition of, like you said, if you walk into an average household, everybody in that house would know who the person you're talking about is. I do think it's interesting to consider the differences between what people in the U.S. constitute a household name and people internationally constitute a household name. Because the U.S. has Hollywood here, a lot of these people are, you know, Hollywood celebrities. So I think if people all around the world recognize them, I think that's really a marker to me.
True.
It's something that it's an actor or someone that has been watched and enjoyed by all these people around the world. But no, I think everything that you said, I agree with. Generationally, across any sort of other divides, like everybody knows this person. And it's usually someone who's in something, you know, if we're talking about actors, which also I do usually think it is mostly actors.
Right.
It's someone who's in something that was mainstream enough and famous enough that almost everybody saw it.
Right, because we don't hear about celebrities who only do rated R movies necessarily yeah. being household name celebrities. I think that a huge part of it is if, because I have a 7-year-old half-sister, and I think a huge part of it is if she knows them and my grandpa knows them because mm-hmm. I don't think there's a single kid in elementary school right now who does not know the name Beyonce.
Yeah.
Beyonce is quite literally, I think a household name celebrity is someone that you use to compare somebody in that category. So if your friend is dancing and singing, it's very common that you'd be like, oh, you're literally Beyonce. And everyone in the room would understand what you mean and understand it's a compliment and whatever. It's just a marker for like singers and dancers and whatever. People constantly hear year after year after year, you're the new Meryl Streep. You're the new Meryl Streep. Viola Davis has actually said multiple times, she's like, I actually am just as credited as Meryl Streep. I'm just as talented as her, blah, blah, blah. But nobody, I'm not the same level as her. I'm sure my grandpa would like probably recognize her. I'm sure like How to Get Away with Murder is pretty famous and stuff. But I don't think she's as, well, she said that herself. She's like, I don't get the same recognition. I don't get the same admiration and just everyday idolization.
I feel like she's even said she doesn't even get paid the same.
Oh no, definitely not.
Yeah. A lot of that, I mean, a lot of these that we're going to talk about is about race, and it like usually is white Absolutely. People that are the household names.
Absolutely. I was going to say, yes, it's definitely hard. I don't see, is there any? I mean, Beyonce's on here. She's more light skinned. Okay, Oprah is on here.
Definitely Oprah. I also was thinking, and they weren't on the list that you read off, but I was also thinking Morgan Freeman. I feel like everybody knows who he is. People recognize him by him, his voice, because he just
does voiceovers
for everything. And also Samuel L. Jackson is in a lot of things. I feel like people from our generation know him from the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but he is in so many more things than that.
Okay, yes, but I'd be careful because now you're verging on...
Yes.
Or not care. I act like it's whatever. No, but I'm just saying, like, if I go back to my kind of, like, marker, do I think my little sister would recognize Samuel L. Jackson? Like, probably not.
True.
Because once again, then we go back to what they're in, mm-hmm. right?
So it's like... Do you think that it's only that someone is recognizable by their name or even, like, if they saw them, because there's some actors that I know where I see them and I'm like, I know this person. I've seen them in so many things, but I don't know their name. Do you think it's like you have to know their name or just
that? No, I think it's really either or, to be honest, because there are just people. I mean, my uncle and I have this running joke where he calls everyone Selena Gomez because he knows who Selena Gomez is, but he just has this. He once looked at some girl, I forget who, some celebrity who is like brunette and whatever, like Selena Gomez, and he like accidentally calls her Selena. Now we have a running joke where like Taylor Swift will come to the screen and he's like Selena Gomez and whatever. No, either or. I'm just saying, but Samuel Jackson, so if you're now going to talk about like what they're in is very iconic and stuff, he verges very much on PG-13 and up, which is perfectly fine and whatever. But I think he's a generational person, because I don't think when our generation becomes parents, for example, he's going to have the same impact that he has today or 10 years ago or whatever. But so this is very interesting. I will say there are a lot of people that fall into this gray area. Beyonce is such a household name. She is like in some dictionaries. There are churches that are literally dedicated to worshiping Beyonce. That's not a joke. Like nobody doesn't know Beyonce. If you want to talk about different countries, I promise you, like, different countries know Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Single Ladies is probably one of the most famous songs of all time. She is a face you recognize. She's a name. Think about her name. Think about that one name.
I know.
If you meet someone else named Beyonce, who's the first person who's going to pop into your mind? It's not like, okay, Meryl, Tom, whatever. Beyonce. Yeah.
I actually, earlier I said that Meryl Streep is, like, the first person I think of. And she is. But Beyonce is actually, I think, the person who's maybe like the most famous person ever. I know that's a big blanket statement, but I do think that she, like you're saying, she is the top household name.
Gaga too. I think it's interesting because if I think about Gaga, if I think about Beyonce, maybe even like Leonardo DiCaprio a little bit, they're on the younger side. Mm-hmm. Beyonce, actually, people always make comments to me where they always say, you know, oh, I expected Beyonce to be a lot older, because she's only like, what, like 36 right now?
Yeah, like late 30s.
Right. I think she's literally like 36 or something.
Yeah.
Whereas obviously I feel like a lot of times when we hear the term household names, we just tend to think of people who are older because it's like they've had more time to prove themselves. You mentioned Morgan Freeman, Meryl Streep, Tom Hanks. They're obviously much on the older side, whereas Beyonce's kids are literally a few years old. Mm-hmm. Same with Gaga is actually very young. I don't know. It's like we literally have Betty White on here, but we also have Jimmy Fallon, such a random person. I don't know about that one. Point is, it's very interesting because I do think we are going to have it's weird because on one side you can argue, oh, because of social media, household names are going to become a thing a lot easier. But on the other side, you could argue it's the opposite because think about, like, literally in the 1920s and, like, from the 1920s, like, 60s, for example, we always hear about certain celebrities that were icons that were, and normally actors, that everybody knew about. And in the past, the culture was you go to the movie, you don't even know what's playing, but, you know, whatever's most popular that week, you just walk in and you see. And it obviously involved a lot of the same people, whereas nowadays, you can literally go see a random movie that has TikTokers in it that your mom would never in a million years remember the name of, never even know who's on the screen, not know what's going on. So it's interesting because I feel like you can argue both sides of things. But I do think nowadays being a household name of celebrity holds more weight. It's like Beyonce. I always see tweets about Beyonce. Every time there's an award show or an event, whatever, people are always like, yo, like imagine being Beyonce.
Yeah.
Like the world quite literally knows your name. You're mentioned. Think about how many shows and movies Beyonce is mentioned in that she either A, doesn't know about, or B, wouldn't care about in the slightest. Like, if you were like, oh my God, Beyonce, James Franco and Seth Rogen just name dropped you a million times, that means nothing. Her name is in everything. Mm-hmm. Her name is in, like, random student films. Her music is the background to every commercial in the world. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Imagine.
What you're saying about how she's mentioned in so many things, and I know we agree on this, it's also a big marker if a celebrity is mentioned in like all these other forms of media, like in books, yes, in TV shows, in movies, in songs,
SNL. And
yes, on SNL, obviously, y'all know Julia and I are big fans of SNL. When we watch SNL and someone is mentioned, it's like, okay, this is something. And you know what's interesting about that? Sorry, this is a little tangent. But it was in the last live SNL episode where they did that whole skit about Olivia Rodrigo, yeah, and her song Driver's License.
No, that was crazy.
That was so crazy because, I mean, I'm not claiming that she's a household name. I don't think that she is. But to have that amount of recognition on SNL and have an entire skit about you is like really something.
Well, I will say, not to take anything away, but I will say SNL has become much more, they do mention people less householdy than they used to.
Yeah.
Because that's very, I mean, she came out with this one song.
No, I agree.
You know, I don't think in 2005 they were necessarily like, you know what I mean? Like the people they had as guests every week were like Rihanna and these, whatever, like, mm-hmm, not taking away anything. But no, it's career changing. It completely is. I couldn't even fathom. I mean, that's something I feel like even the biggest celebrities can't even believe when they're asked to be on SNL and stuff because it's such a landmark of American popular culture. It is literally the birthplace of a lot of famous names, shows, trends. It's like it's birthed careers. So,
Yeah, well, as you're saying, SNL is a little different because they try to play more to what's happening right then when they're making the episode, whereas other shows, since obviously regular shows are filmed way beforehand, when they mention celebrities, it is, I think that they more often try to mention people that are recognizable and will be recognizable for a long time after that show releases. So yeah, as I was saying earlier, I do think that that's a big marker as well.
I agree 100%. If you hear, if you're watching like some random show from 2010 and Beyonce's name is recognized, or Miranda and I, before we filmed this episode, we were talking about The Office. The Office really never kind of included popular culture. And if they did, it was sort of, I don't want to say random things, but things that me as a 19-year-old in 2021 didn't understand super well. But for example, they mentioned like The Devil Wears Prada a lot, mm-hmm, and stuff like that. Things that they knew were going to kind of go down in history and everyone would understand and relate to. But I just quickly want to talk about, oh, by the way, no, stop me. Kim Kardashian is such a household name. That's not on the list, but that's a very,
I was going to mention that.
Yeah, I don't even have anything to say about it. That's very,
I mean, I think the Kardashians are such an enigma in this discussion because they're not actors, right? Necessarily. They're more like personalities. And it's so,
well, I don't
strange.
Think the Kardashians are household names. I think Kim,
okay,
is.
Kim Kardashian. Okay. But it's strange because I feel like, yeah, everybody would recognize her, but not everybody would be able to even say like what she does or details about her, which I know is common with a lot of these household names, but they'd be like, you know, people who haven't watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians still know her, even though they haven't even seen her in
anything. That's why it's crazy. That's why it's crazy, yeah, because people are always like, people, the older men in my family, for example, hate the Kardashians, and it's regardless of how you feel about them, I feel like so many people just waste so much time ranting about them. And it's like, listen, mm-hmm. you'll never meet them. Like, move on with your day. But a lot of, like, the men in my family will talk about, oh, everything I know about Kim Kardashian is against my will. Everything I know about Kim Kardashian, I never looked into myself. And it's interesting. I mean, it's almost, it's more impressive. You got to be honest. I mean, people, yeah. a lot of times, same with Paris Hilton, where people be like, no, she's actually a businesswoman. If we know who she is and we know her brand and we've never even once looked into it, not like you and I, of course, we're very invested. Kim Kardashian, for example, I mean, yes, my grandpa would recognize her 1,000%. Yes, he would recognize her name. Yeah, I mean, Kardashian in itself is becoming a huge, gigantic last name. It's it's crazy how much we associate with them. And I mean, even though I don't think all the sisters are household names, you do know if I said names about Kim Kardashian, people will say, okay, she's part of this like big family that's like almost all girls and her mom is whatever. You know, mm-hmm. people do know that. It's interesting. Anyways. Some people in the gray area. Number one, Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj, I think, is interesting. I think if you are like an American who owns a TV at some point in your life, unless you live in complete isolation or something, at some point in your life, you've seen Nicki do something or you heard something Nicki's done or just something. She's very iconic because she makes these big splashes, which I almost wonder if you're going to consider Lady Gaga a household name, maybe you should just kind of put Nicki in there because Super Bass, for example.
I don't know because, I mean, maybe this is just my parents, but I feel like my parents would know Gaga more than they would know Nicki. But maybe that's also just because they're like white and...
Yeah, I agree. But would they recognize Nicki's name or a picture of her? Probably.
Probably.
But once again, this is why she's in this gray area for me because it's mm-hmm. because she's black and she's technically a rapper and that's...
Yeah.
Not as digestible to the bland Americans.
The thing about musicians for me and why I think that they're not as often household names is because with music, I think people are a lot more choosy. They have yes. certain genres, certain artists that they like, and that's who they listen to. If they're not fans of pop music, for example, they're not going to be listening to Ariana and Lady Gaga and all those people. And so I think whereas actors... If there's a big movie out, people are going to see it. It doesn't matter. People aren't as specific about the type of movies that they watch. You know, nobody's really like, I only watch horror films. I mean, maybe some people are like that, but I feel like that's less common than people who say, oh, I only listen to rock music. And so I think that's why actors tend to be more well-known than musicians.
Absolutely. And if you look at a lot of the actors on here, they star in dramas. All of them have starred in dramas. And that's probably the most popular mm-hmm. movie category because it's one of those things that's a wide range of ages and it's whatever. And no one's really turned off by the term like, oh, it's a drama. I mean, I understand people are like, oh, I don't like horror. I don't like really stupid movies. But drama, it could be quite literally anything. Also, the thing about movies is the advertising for films. Mm-hmm. Advertisements for albums and stuff, you only really see them, oh, I forget what it's called. I'm sorry to my TRF 235 professor because I just took a class on this, but there's some sort of ad that means like billboards and stuff like that. I forget what it's called. But those are really the only types of ads where we see music promoted, whereas movie advertisements is everywhere. And the thing about movie advertisements is if you advertise a movie well, the poster itself becomes this iconic thing. Think about the Jaws poster.
Yeah.
I could show that to anyone and block out the word Jaws and be like, oh, what movie is this? And you would know. Whereas if I show an album to you, even if it is a Beyonce album or whatever, you're not gonna really recognize it. Mm-hmm. The thing is, you're watching a TV show and you have all these. For example, I never saw The Hunger Games. When I was younger, I was legitimately scared of it. It gave me a sick feeling in my stomach. I was like, that's morbid. And I remember when I would watch like on-demand shows, you know how they always play like, the same commercials? Mm-hmm. I would always like be on edge. They'd be like, oh my God, The Hunger Games commercial is going to come on. I knew it. I could tell you every single actor in that movie and I've never seen them. And I think that's the thing about movies. It's not necessarily if you've watched it because it is a 2-hour long time commitment. But it's the fact that if you're seeing this commercial for a new Tom Hanks movie. Actually, just recently, he came out with a new movie. And my mom and her boyfriend kept saying to me, Julia, how do we rent that new Tom Hanks movie? They had no idea what the name of it was called. They had no idea what it was even about. They couldn't give me any information. But they were like, it's a new Tom Hanks movie because they just saw his face on the screen. And I was able to give them the movie name. And that's very powerful. And that's the thing about cinema today. And it's very interesting. And that's why in the olden days, for example, in dinosaurs, these movie stars were so big and these musicians weren't as, I don't even want to say weren't as big, but you're so right. Movies are just so much more common. In my experience, it's very rare to find someone with the exact same music taste as you, but to be like, yo, have you ever just heard of the movie Devil Wears Prada? I guarantee you, people would be like, yes, I have. And a lot of those people would say, and isn't it starring Meryl Streep and Anne Hathaway?
Yep.
Isn't Emily Blunt in it as well? She's cute.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, well, speaking of Anne Hathaway, I think people like Anne Hathaway, Emma Stone, maybe even Margot Robbie will become one of those
Jennifer
people.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Those are people that I do think are so-called A-listers, but maybe not household names.
Yeah. Oh, I think there's a huge difference between A-list celebrities and household names. Mm-hmm. Huge difference. Household name celebrities is like when their lives are just so unrealistic and you're not even sure if they're like actually human. To be honest, you can't even imagine. I mean, for you to like become Meryl Streep one day, that's so like the just rareness. And obviously becoming an A-list celebrity is extremely rare as well. But I don't know. I mean, those are just the type of people. I think there's something weirdly impersonal about A-list celebrities because it's so rare. I mean, if you told me you met Emma Stone, I'd be like, oh my God, no way, where? But I don't know, if you told me you met like Beyonce, like how many people can really say that? And how many people can really share like these juicy details about how she interacted with them? And once again, meeting an A-list celebrity is rare in general, but not every A-list celebrity is a household name because for like, I think my grandpa's seen Emma Stone movies, but if I was just randomly like, oh, do you know Emma Stone? I think he'd be a little confused. I mean, especially her name is actually a very common name. Margot Robbie, for example. I'm sure a lot of people have seen The Wolf of Wall Street. I'm sure some people have seen like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, whatever. But if I just say the name, can you really picture immediately? And I think they're going to get there. And I mean, Anne Hathaway, she probably is a lot closer to household name celebrity, to be honest. I think she is very, very, very – she probably has been mentioned in, like, The Office and shows like that. But it's just a little – I wouldn't be surprised if it took someone a little bit to remember. Because a household name celebrity, to me, is you kind of know it right away. So if it takes you – like, Emma Stone, I do think because she has, like, the red hair, she – a lot of people would recognize her and understand where they've seen her from, but it might take them a minute.
Well, I think a lot of it is in the name because they're being marketed by their name, if that makes sense. Like what you were saying about how your mom was saying, oh, that new Tom Hanks movie, blah, blah, blah. I think these people are the type of actors who are in a movie and then it's like, oh, that's that Tom Hanks movie, or oh, that's that new Meryl Streep movie. And so it is about the name, even though Emma Stone is quite famous and is in a bunch of things that a lot of people have seen. I don't think that she's being marketed as much, you know, as her name, if that makes sense.
You're absolutely correct. I was in class last semester where we learned about high concept films, and high concept films are the exact opposite of what they sound like, where they're so extremely low concept. It allows them to become very iconic and you love them. So, for example, Jaws, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, The Breakfast Club. And I forget other examples off the top of my head. A lot of like these 80s films that are very iconic because they're super easy to understand. And there's not, I mean, Jaws quite literally, if you asked me to describe it to you, I'd say guy tries to catch shark, like, shark keeps attacking this beach. Like that, I mean, literally, it's extremely easy. And even when you watch it, it's like, okay, I hear this music, the shark must be coming. It's extremely easy concept to understand. And something that's very common in those films is they promote them as the actor's film. So in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and he actually did not go on to become an A-list named celebrity, interestingly enough, but they set him up to be. In Ferris Bueller's Day Off, they keep saying Matthew Broderick is Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
Because they want you to associate the character is them. And like you were saying, right, Tom Hanks, that's it. Tom Hanks is Forrest Gump. That is the most iconic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know of anybody who's ever heard of Forrest Gump who doesn't know that he was played by Tom Hanks. You just can't forget that. Anyways, I do want to move on to who we predict will become household name celebrities one day, because this is very interesting to me. I feel like we're seeing so many celebrities' careers shift in a really unbelievable way, because they're celebrities we've grown up with. And it's super crazy when someone you grew up like watching on TV and only you knew who they were is now suddenly winning the biggest awards in their career possible, you know, for their jobs, titles. So, yes, I wanted to test this. Miranda and I, so I asked Miranda beforehand to make a list of five people. I made a list of five people. We don't know each other's list. Let's just go one and one. So I want you to say your person first, then I'll say my person. No, I know I did not just say person. You say your person first, and then I will say my person, and then we'll discuss those people together. And I honestly have a very strong feeling that one or two of our people were overlapped. So you say your person first, and if you do think it's someone we're overlapping with, say that those like people first, and then.
Yeah, my first one is the most obvious, and I do think that we overlap because my first person is Zendaya.
Stop, I never would have guessed.
Crazy, I know. And actually I did, because what we were just talking about of people being marketed by their name and being like, so-and-so is such-and-such, I think that Zendaya really will be that, and I think that she already was with Spider-Man Homecoming, which is actually really amazing if you think about it, because she was not very far along in her career when that came out, and she was in every trailer, every poster, and I do think it was unfair because she was barely even in that damn movie. But I do think that the fact that they even did that shows her impact. And also that she's in the Marvel Universe, that is so mainstream, has such a big fandom, that I think that will really help her to become a household name.
Yeah, I was actually going to say, that's obviously my number one hello. But I was actually going to say before, I meant to say a really insane thing about some household name celebrities is that you can associate their first names with them. And that's even for people that have common first names. You could say some people responded to my Instagram story just saying Leo. And I knew they meant Leonardo DiCaprio. So that's, I mean, even kind of Meryl. If you're in an acting class, like, oh my God, you sound like Meryl. Who else would they be talking about? And obviously Beyonce is this very unique name. And I think Zendaya is very blessed. And I think she was super smart to obviously not go by Zendaya Coleman. But Zendaya is just such a powerful instant recognition of a first name. And I do think she'll become a household name celebrity, and I'm excited to see it. And she has quite literally become the youngest actress ever to win Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series. So what are you guys doing? Like, she has the Emmy, like she has the title. So we just have to make it official. Hashtag stamp. Now you're a household name celebrity, according to me and Miranda. Enjoy.
So who's your second person?
My second person, well, I didn't put them in any specific order. This is a completely random order.
Yeah, I agree.
But someone else I wrote was Ariana Grande. And this is not me being biased, but I genuinely feel she already is extremely close to that. I already gave the example of, like, my grandpa and my grandma. I think she just reaches a lot of different audiences. And she's just one of those names now where even if you don't know her, there are, like, random boys my age who could honestly, like, impersonate her. Because she just has such recognizable things about her.
Shocking. I also had Ariana on my list.
Gasp.
I do think everything that you said I agree with. And also just with her recent albums, I think that they were so record-breaking and so talked about. And everybody, you know, my parents know about her. I think that my grandparents probably know about her. I think that a lot of people know about her, which is really impressive because, as we've discussed, I think that it's harder for musicians to become household names than actors.
I think it's going to be really funny one day if we wake up and, like, our kids are like, oh my God, I actually found this picture of Ariana Grande from 2010. Like, looks so cute. And we're like, well, we actually grew up with her. Like, yeah, she was actually on this really famous show called Victorious. Like, you know, like, we're going to be like those people.
You guys missed the hair flips that Julia just did saying that. It was really great.
Oh, yeah. I just did a really intense hair flip literally saying that. I always forget they can't see me. It's so embarrassing. Okay. Who is your number three?
Okay. My number three is Lakeith Stanfield. He is...
Girl, what? I was not expecting that. Okay, go on.
Well, a lot of people have been talking about him online, which is why I think he's, like, on my mind. He also is just generally one of my favorite actors. He's in...
Yeah, he's so sexy and talented.
He's in the show Atlanta, which is one of my all-time favorite shows. But I think... I mean, maybe this is a bit more, I hope he becomes a household name than I think he actually will. But it's because he's in so many different things. He has a lot of roles. He's slowly building his career, in my opinion, rather than having, like, a very specific breakout role. He was in Get Out, which obviously was very famous. He was just in Judas and the Black Messiah. He's nominated for an Oscar for that. As well as, he also expanded his career into rom-coms with that movie The Photograph with Issa Rae. So I think that type of sprawling career where he's in so many different things will be helpful for him. And I think that that will gain him a lot of recognition.
You know, I would never have thought to put him down. I made my list very quickly. But I honestly, after listening to what you said, I honestly can see it. I agree. I understand completely why you would do that. Especially him being nominated for an Oscar. And so I completely forgot about like Judas and the Black Messiah. And that's actually a very good point. Mm-hmm. That film, I worry for him a little bit because I always kind of feel like he's like the bridesmaid, never the bride. Mm. In terms of his roles, like think about Uncut Gems, Get Out.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Very iconic movies, but I don't think people think of him in it. You know, it's hard because I said Household Name Celebrities when we're sort of the oldest generation alive, and I'm not sure our generation is the most aware of him yet, but I do think you're right that he could actually grow his career very fast, and he's already nominated for an Oscar, which is huge. So we'll see. And I agree with you, though. I 100% hope he does. Lakeith?
I say Lakeith. I used to say Lakeith, but I'm pretty sure it is Lakeith because it's like, you know, Lakeith.
No, that sounds right. Lakeith, if you're listening to this, like, we literally love you.
Yes, please come on the podcast.
Also, if you're listening to this, guys, Sorry to Bother You, which Lakeith is actually the lead of, is a fantastic film.
Yes, like, I can't believe I didn't mention that.
That blue, well, because I don't think that's an iconic film, but that blew but my mind.
It should be.
I think everybody should see that movie.
Everybody,
it is so crazy good.
Sorry to Bother You.
It has
you.
A phenomenal plot twist that I had to like thank Miranda for showing
no,
it to me.
Don't say that.
Why?
Because
don't
so
you
want to
know that a movie has a plot twist? That's not a spoiler.
Knowing that there's a plot twist.
But I'm not saying, you're not going to hear the word plot twist and ever think of what the plot twist is. Ever. Okay. No. Because that's like Parasite. I went in it knowing there was some sort of plot twist, but I had no idea what it was going to be. It doesn't matter. I'm leaving it in. I'm editing this episode and I'm leaving it in. Anyways, Lakeith, we love you.
Yeah. Who was your next person?
Well, my third was Tom Holland. And this is actually not a bias thing. I was actually just really stuck in this like cage of thinking of younger celebrities. So obviously thinking of Zendaya, Tom and her are literally 3 months apart exactly. Three?
I don't know how
What's June to September? Is that three? Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
this is why we like have a podcast. So, Tom Holland, honestly, the reason why I put down Tom was because the Marvel Cinematic Universe is so much more iconic than I even realize, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And I don't even think I would, like, know who Robert Downey Jr. was if it were not for him playing Iron Man all these years. It's just so iconic. I mean, sometimes I really just step back and I'm like, Tom Holland is Spider-Man.
Yeah.
That is a very, 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 very famous character. I don't know anybody who does not recognize the name Spider-Man. The fact that Tom is Spider-Man is very, very bizarre. And I think he's obviously shown he's getting a lot of roles these days. And he's very booked and busy. And he's spoken about wanting to branch out into directing and blah, blah, blah. He almost reminds me of like a Brad Pitt type of thing where we're always thinking of him as an actor, but he does kind of try to do his own things and whatnot. And I very much see it. I mean, he's Spider-Man. I mean, anyone who's played Spider-Man, I think you recognize their name.
Well, I think what's especially impressive about him is that he's the third Spider-Man, you know, and he's still this famous. And I agree. He's not on my list, but I almost put him on my list because he's in the MCU. And I think, like you said, he's booked and busy, but his other roles aren't as iconic, as watched, as famous. So I think that if he starts booking more popular roles, he could really, really grow into a full household
name. No, his roles aren't. But like I said, I associate Robert Downey Jr. with Iron Man, and that's like the end of it. Mm-hmm. And he's a very iconic person. Same with a lot of people in the MCU. I think it's very, that's why I'm saying it very much. Like, it's big. It's this literally the biggest fan. We just had an episode on it, guys. Listen up. But yeah. Anyways, my number four. No, you say your number four, please.
Okay. My number four is a bit unexpected. It's a bit on the line of I'm hoping that they become a household name.
Oh boy.
But it's definitely like they have the talent. And it is someone that we already talked about earlier, Viola Davis, because I do think, like we said, she is the next Meryl Streep. And I think that she just, well, the thing is, she's in a lot of things like Fences, she's in The Help. Like, those are actually really greatly watched. I just don't know if very many people would recognize her by her name, but I really think that she has the potential, and I think that she absolutely deserves it.
No, I agree. I mean, I'm going to call you out a little bit because I don't think you followed the criteria exactly. Because I was thinking this because I said when we're like 80, and do I think she'll be alive? Like,
okay.
Like, and well, I was just thinking a little.
You didn't say an age.
Okay. Well, I was thinking about when our generation is like the oldest generation. And also I was thinking of it more in the sense of when somebody dies, though. Like, you know how if a celebrity dies, you turn to your family and you're like, oh my God, blah, 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 just died. Mm-hmm. And your mom will be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Wait, I actually really liked him. Like, I was sort of thinking it as that type of thing, which is why I was thinking in
well,
the sense
of,
like,
Zendaya.
Well, that's
why you thought of younger people.
Yes, that is why, because they are more our generation. I guess the people I named are technically millennials more, but that's not a – they're only a few years older than us. Okay, if you want to talk about in the years coming, I – think Viola has the potential. I mean, she's already A-list. She's, I'm sure some people would consider her a household name celebrity. She's very, mm-hmm. very, very, very talented. She's been a part of a lot of iconic things. Do I think we necessarily call movies the Viola Davis movie?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Not necessarily. But I think it's a possibility.
Well, who is your fourth person then?
You're going to be so mad. Oh wait, no, God. I'll do my fifth first. No, I'll do my fifth first. This is like a weird one. But for my fifth, I did Saoirse Ronan.
I almost put her on my list, too.
Because I was just thinking about, like, who we've already seen invited to the Oscars and stuff. And I feel like when award season comes around, you're kind of just like, oh, what was Saoirse nominated for? Which is so interesting because mm-hmm. she's very young. And I don't know. I just feel like she's obviously shown that she takes so many iconic roles. And she also, too, works alongside very, very famous people. She just had that movie with – what was that lesbian movie she did? With, who was it with?
Who was that?
Was it Kate Blanchett? I think it was. So that's already a huge name, and she does that all the time. And she's also somebody, she's in like all these Wes Anderson films. She's somebody directors very much like to employ in their films. And she's young, so I don't think my family would recognize her name now, but I definitely think it would become one of those names. And also the name Saoirse in America is not extremely common, so I think she has that potential.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's... Well, okay. I was talking to my family about this very briefly before we recorded this because I was like, guys, I got to think of five people that will be household names in the future. And she was actually like maybe the first person that I thought of. But they brought up, which I agree with, that most of her movies that she has done so far are things that are sort of maybe either smaller indie films or more to a certain demographic. Like, I feel like Lady Bird is really for, like, white, younger, feminist girls, you know. And not that that's the only people who are watching it or enjoying it, but I do think that a lot of the films that she's in are for smaller demographics rather than the large general public. And so I think that if she were to become a household name, she would need to be in something that's more mainstream.
Okay, so what about all the Wes Anderson films?
Yeah, but I still don't think that Wes Anderson is that mainstream, in my opinion.
But if you're gonna make that argument, like, I almost feel like the movies she's in, because I'm talking about our generation growing up.
Okay.
And I think that our generation knows so many more of her movies than, like, Heath, for example.
Yeah, no, I agree, but...
Because the thing about Saoirse that I was thinking about is she's weirdly the lead in a lot of things, mm-hmm. despite being so young. Whereas someone like Lakeith or even like Viola Davis sometimes, which I don't think is fair at all to Viola, but they often tend to be the more supporting characters. And even when Saoirse was, no, she was nominated for Best Actress. For Little Women, was it Best Actress or Supporting?
Really,
it must have been Best because she was the lead in that movie. Oh yeah, I think it was Florence Pugh was Supporting.
But even then, like, I know Little Women was extremely famous. That came out, what, a year or two ago? And a lot of people watched it, but I still think that it's like, I don't know, it's just not, to me, it's not something that everybody would have seen.
It's not even about seeing, though, it's about if you've heard of it. And if you think about the culture of our generation when it comes to social media, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, all these things, when Little Women and Lady Bird come out, it's like everyone's posting about like Timothy in this movie and scenes from it. And it's like, even if you hate them, I know people who hate the movie and vow they'll never see it, but they talk about it every day. Mm-hmm. And I just think there are so many Tom Hanks movies I've never seen in my life, but I know what they are. And I think that our generation especially, we just talk about what we think is amazing. And the thing on social media is it is a bunch of these like white, you know, whatever But that's what people are talking about. And I think Saoirse's just so recognizable to our generation. And she's only going to get bigger because she's already the lead. I'm just thinking, think about her in the future, though.
No.
Like,
you
really think, like, I think she already shows so much more towards the future than Lakeith. Like, she's already been nominated for an Oscar before he was. And she's younger, I'm assuming.
I don't know.
He ages well.
I'm just trying to keep in mind that what you and I see online, people talking about and people that we know that are discussing these things, there's a whole other side of the internet of our generation who are a bunch of people who aren't discussing these things, aren't fans of these things, haven't heard of these things. And I do agree that she does have the potential. And I think that, you know, we're talking about when we're older, I think that she could be a household name. But I just feel like it's something to consider that not everybody is watching.
I agree. Like, I'm literally black. Like, black Twitter is not like, oh my God, Lady Bird, let's go see it. But think, I'm just saying, she's already been part of so many Oscar-nominated films. Like, that's just, like, the end of my sentence. Mm-hmm. Like, if you just want to talk about what's popular and what's successful, it's things that have been... I mean, you used, like, Heath's Oscar-nominated film as an example. Or a role as an example. And I'm just saying, at such a young age, she's already been nominated. Like, Zendaya has never been nominated for an Oscar, and we both agree that she 1,000% shows that potential. And I just think that Saoirse, whether or not you, like, care about her or whatever... she's in these, like, crazy famous films. Anyways, who's your, what was that, fourth? Who's your fourth?
No, that was the next one. Maybe your fifth.
Okay.
My fifth person is actually on a really similar line, and I almost didn't put her. It's Florence Pugh, who was obviously in Little Women with Saoirse, and I almost didn't put her for the same reason.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
I knew you were going to say that.
You want to sit here and be like, oh my God, Saoirse will never be a household name. And then you're going to say Florence.
Can I explain myself?
Yeah.
As I was saying, I almost didn't put her for the same reason that I didn't put Saoirse Ronan, but then I remembered that Florence is in the Black Widow movie and therefore is in the Marvel Cinematic Universe and is branching out into that type of film, and I'm sure in the future will continue to be in those sort of quote-unquote more mainstream movies. So that is why I put her.
Shaking my head.
Who's your last person? Because I think I know who it is.
You know what? Saoirse Ronan, I just want you to know that if you want to become a household name, you got to get a role in a Marvel film. So get on that then. But apparently Tom's not on your list, even though he's Spider-Man. But her random role in Black Widow will get her to where she needs to be.
Because right. Florence is in both the MCU. I know that I'm using the MCU a lot to measure like what's mainstream, but it is because it's like ridiculously popular, but she's in that sort of movie and all these more artsy, more indie films, whereas Tom, I guess you could say Cherry is an indie, but it's not that popular. Anyway, I'm done. I'm
also
over
what
it.
Crazy
tell
popular
your last
film
person
is
I know
Zendaya
who it is.
Like, I'm really like trying to follow this storyline right now, so
what were you saying?
I'm just really getting confused. No, I'm saying, because what crazy popular film is Zendaya in?
All the Spider-Man movies, and I'm sure Dune, because it
because I'm saying you said that Florence is in the MCU and these crazy popular films. So, okay, Zendaya is in the MCU, so what's her crazy popular films then?
No, I wasn't saying Florence was in other popular films. I was saying, go back and listen to it. She was in other, like, indie, like, more people who love film, like, the art
and
of
And Zendaya
film.
Was only in one indie film.
She's in Malcolm.
And it's still not that. Yeah, that's only one. And it's still not that crazy watched.
I know.
Oh my God.
I hate when we fight, Julia.
I'm literally going to end Florence's career now so I can be right. Okay. No, I'm not even saying that she wouldn't be, because actually when I was talking about Saoirse and her and like Florence's name came up in my mind, I was like, oh, that would actually be like another one to put on my list. I just think, for you to be so, like,
she's
adamant.
Also, Florence is also going to be in, what, Don't Look Up? Or no, the other one. The one with Harry. Don't Worry, Darling. Which also will be really big. Anyway. Tell me your last person, for the love of God. I know who it is.
Who do you think it is?
I think that it's Timothy. Is it not? Is it not? I'm embarrassed if it's not.
Imagine if I was like, no, my last person's Addison Rae.
I would hate you. I would end our podcast career right now.
No, of course my last
Of course.
No, but let me explain. Like, I'm actually gonna cry. It's not listen to me. Like, seriously. Seriously. Okay, Miranda and I were talking about this.
I actually can't stop laughing.
I'm crying. I literally found a way to mention
him. What?
I told you I have a weird relationship with him, okay? No.
What does that mean?
It's not because... What is wrong with you, okay? Listen to me. Mine are super... I actually prep Miranda. I'm actually going to call you in 50 friggin' years and be like, oh. Timothy's a household name, isn't he?
No, I don't think that you're wrong. I just think that it's funny that I knew who it was going to be. I almost put him on my list, too. I totally get it.
See? That's what I'm saying. It's just a coincidence. I'm being very serious right now. I cannot put Zendaya and Tom on the list without putting Tim. Especially, like, even Zendaya, though. Like, I even think Timothy has gotten so... Timothy was the first, I forget the exact title, but he was like the youngest person nominated for Best Actor since like 1930 or some ridiculous whatever statistic. Like, and if we talk, because before this episode, Miranda and I just briefly mentioned like SNL, and that's something that I always think of when we think of household name celebrities, because when Olivia Rodrigo was mentioned on the episode, Miranda and I and our other friend were like, wait, that's actually insane, because that's a very big platform. And Timothy, when Timothy was asked to host SNL, like, I can't explain it, but I was so surprised. I mean, not even surprised, but just I really couldn't believe it, like on his behalf, if that kind of makes sense. Because I was just like, that's actually a huge, huge deal. Mm-hmm. Like, that's you. It's one thing to be mentioned too, but to literally be asked to host, not even the musical guest, like you are being asked to take up the whole episode. And, like, you have to work with them all week. And, like, especially the fact that he grew up in the city. So I'm sure it means even more to him. But that's just so, like, and he's, what, 24 when he hosted SNL? That's really, or actually, I think it was, like, a week before his birthday. So maybe he was 23. Or no, he was 24, turning 25. Not that I keep tabs. But that's really a humongous deal. And he's so young. I just think about it in terms of if you already have this much stamina. And that's why I think of Zendaya. Because she's so young. And I think she's already accomplished so much. And Timothy, as much as it pains me to admit, he's really on this track. He really is. And there are a lot of, my mom, for example, like, she doesn't know his name. But sometimes I'll say his name. She's like, who's that? And then I'll just name, like, literally, like, three different things he's in. And she's like, oh my God, yeah, I know who you're talking about. Like, I hate to say it, but Call Me By Your Name is very big to our generation. And it's something that, it's one of those movies where it's super, like, easy to make jokes about and easy to, like, write it into skits and stuff. And I feel like we see all the time in comedy pieces, people being like, it's like that boy and his peach and stupid stuff like that. And it's just so one of those movies where, like, you know how in The Help, people make jokes all the time about, like, the pie? Mm-hmm. And that's just something that's very recognizable. It kind of strikes me as that. And even now with the whole Armie Hammer thing attached, I've, like, already seen these stupid comments about it. But I don't know. It's just, he's one of those people. I mean, and then every Saoirse Ronan movie I just mentioned, he's literally in as well. And he does a good job in as well. And he's just, I mean, the funny thing about him as well is that he's not just an actor. Well, okay, I did not mean to say that. He's very much just an actor. Because of social media and whatnot, he's a very embarrassing person. And stories about him spread all the time because girls in our generation are in love with him. And it's funny because he's one of those people where the stories about him then become so public that those become jokes as well. So it's like you have an award show where people are mentioning Call Me By Your Name. And then they're mentioning Timothy spreading chlamydia throughout NYU. And then they're mentioning his stupid YouTube dances and stuff like that because he's just very, like, Zendaya, I don't... You know, I feel like, at least not nowadays, you wouldn't go to an award show and expect them to be like, remember when Zendaya did this embarrassing thing when she was in high school? Because it doesn't, I mean, first of all, people don't really know private things about Zendaya like that. But even if they did, it's not, I don't know, she's not like funny to make fun of. She's like a young black woman thriving. Timothy's he's exactly who you want to make fun of. I mean, people can't keep his name out of their mouth, including me. Okay, like, I can't, and I genuinely, I promise, like, I don't love him, but I just, like, it's, I have a weird relationship. I feel weird. I feel like he's, like, my friend, but, you know, and this is what happens. Timothy is going to become a household name, and I'm seriously sticking by that. I think very much so, more than Tom, more than, who else did I put on my list? I don't know.
Well, what you said about how he is so talked about on, like, his social media moments and people online are always talking about stuff he does, I think that what will be really interesting to see with all of these younger people that we're talking about is how much social media affects their career, not only their own social media presence and what they put out there themselves, but also how often they are talked about or maybe not talked about on social media just in general.
Yeah. And I think that everybody I named just has such huge followings that even when they're completely silent, because think about it, Timothy, I guess out of everyone, or I guess maybe Saoirse the most, but let's just omit her for a second. Timothy, out of everyone, is really not big on social media at all. And you see his fans every single day just reposting stuff he posted years ago or tweets he tweeted years ago and random photos of him from premieres he went to 3 years ago. And I mean, honestly, Zendaya fans do it as well. But Timothy's very much not facey. I mean, he has photo shoots, but even then, the stuff he posts on his Instagram is like photos of his fridge. He's like such an idiot. But he still has such a large following. I think that's such a, what's the word?
Such a big marker.
Such a glimpse, thank you. A glimpse into where his career is headed. And yeah, I mean, just think about the term popular culture. Popular culture for people our age, quite frankly, if you want to talk about Hollywood, celebrities, Timothy's name is just always mentioned. Nobody like in my demographic doesn't know who he is, which is honestly a scary thing.
Well, I do hope that in 50 years we come back, we return to this podcast, who knows where we are by then, and we just discuss this one specific episode and see how all these actors are doing.
When I'm in bed with every single person on my list all at once.
Okay.
And they're like, Julia, we really made it. And I'm like, guys, it was because of me and Miranda. Then what, America?
I can't wait for Julia Peterkins to be a household name.
That's really going to be a crazy day. I wonder if household name celebrities get like a little plaque, like the second they're really...
I should have put you on my list. That really would have been the winner.
I'm sure Julia Nation's watching right now or listening right now. And they're like, wait, because I was thinking you.
I bet a lot of people were.
Me and my 4,000 followers. That's all you need. That's all the households in America.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for listening to us ramble on. I hope you enjoyed this episode.
And if not, that's why you'll never have what it takes to become a household name celebrity.
It's true.
We love you all. Thanks for listening as always.
Goodbye.
Bye. Well, everyone, I hope you enjoyed another episode of Miranda and I going on about God knows what this time.
If you'd like to hear more of our ramblings, come back every Wednesday for another glimpse into the one small but strong brain cell Julia and I share.
Unless, of course, this is our season finale.
Well, yeah, but we would have specified that before this outro, right?
I want to say yes, but it also seems like something we'd forget, seeing as you've just pinned us as girls with literally half a brain cell each, so...
Well, I assume that brain cell was 3/4 mine, and you had that 25% all to yourself.
As Miranda has made clear, join us next week or go back to our previous episodes to keep you quenched for the next 7 days. I'm Julia.
And I'm Miranda. Thanks for listening to us.
Put the P in raspberry. Miranda, you were like really behind on that. That was weird.
I wasn't behind.
You were, Miss 3/4 brain cell. You absolutely were.
Okay, well, you just talk fast and I was taking my time.
Leos are always taking their time, and it's like, for what exactly? For what?
It sounded good. Our audience loved it. It sounded good.
And you know what?